from KQED.
The Showtime series Billions recently introduced a character who identifies as neither male nor female. Here's the brilliant intern Taylor pitching a hedge fund manager with an instruction.
Hello, I'm Taylor. My pronouns are they, theirs, and them.
Okay, you have 2 minutes.
Taylor's gender is non-binary. It's a word that's recently entered the media spotlight. And as KQED's John Brooks reports, kids as young as middle school are embracing this revolutionary identity.
Meet Max, a 13-year-old performing arts student from the East Bay whose bedroom walls shout out a love of theater.
I have my posters of shows I've been in and shows I've seen. This is not all of it, but there's a lot of cool stuff here. I have 13, the musical, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, the Music Man.
Max was born male, but in elementary school gravitated more toward girls in pink boas.
I've been feeling different than just a boy for all my life, really.
A couple of years ago, Max came out as transgender, as a girl. Not long after, while hanging out online, Max came across the term non-binary.
And I was like, you know what, this describes me a little better than girl. And I've been rolling with that for over a year.
So what is non-binary? Well, to boil down a complex topic, people who are non-binary see gender as separate from biology and not restricted to male or female. That has given rise to a whole new language.
I use the term agender because what it means is I'm neither guy or girl, and that's how I feel, which is different from terms like gender fluid, meaning that I feel like a guy and a girl at different times because I don't feel like I'm both guy and girl. I'm neither.
Like many non-binary people, Max switched pronouns and uses they instead of he.
Pronouns are hard.
Max's father, Beezy.
Pronouns are very difficult to get down because, like, you know, Max was born male. So in my head, I've got, you know, 11 years of boy, he.
It came from left field. I was so happy that Max shared with us, but I was so scared because I knew nothing.
Max's mother, Margaret, says she and Max's dad are Bay Area lefties who have always supported LGBT rights. But now she didn't know how to imagine Max's life.
I just thought, oh no, what's that going to mean for Max? Like, what does the future look like? Will somebody hurt my child? I had all these fears.
There are reasons Margaret would feel afraid. About 40% of transgender people have reported attempting suicide. 30% say they've been homeless at some point. And as for social acceptance, Americans are already having a hard time understanding transgender people when along comes this even more radical way of seeing gender.
I think we're seeing a new revolution, a gender revolution.
Diane Arensaft is a psychologist and director of mental health at the Child and Adolescent Gender Center. That's at UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital in San Francisco.
We are seeing more and more kids saying, you know what? What's with this either-or business? What's with this boy, girl, and you have to fit in one box or the other?
A survey released last year of almost 28,000 transgender people found more than a third now describe themselves as non-binary.
Every conference I go to now, there are increasing numbers of sessions on the non-binary youth, the non-binary adult, the non-binary child.
Researchers say science, though, is lagging behind. Charlotte Tate is an associate professor of psychology at San Francisco State. She and others say there have been virtually no physiological studies on this new wave of non-binary identity.
And it's the case that we also don't know enough about our models of how physiology relates to identity to actually know a good place to start.
Transgender advocates point out that despite a recent media flurry, non-binary identity is really not new. For example, people born with both male and female sex characteristics may identify as non-binary. And a handful of countries legally recognize a third gender. Now, California may do the same.
This is about removing obstacles so that people can live their lives as who they are.
San Francisco Democrat Scott Weiner has co-authored a bill that would allow people to more easily change their gender to non-binary on driver's licenses. California courts have already allowed at least 11 people to switch to non-binary gender. Sarah Kelly Keenan, speaking here on CBS Sacramento, was the first.
Society doesn't understand that we exist.
As more and more non-binary youth proclaim they do exist, they're asking schools for changes. As with transgender rights, bathrooms are a central issue. Max's mom, Margaret, tells a story about a trip to the mall.
And there was the men's room to the right and the women's room to the left, and Max walked right into the wall in the middle to make a point. Because they're like, where do you go to the bathroom?
California students have the right to use the bathroom of the gender they identify with. But where does that leave non-binary kids? Max was using the boys' room when no one was there, but told me a lot of days they didn't use a bathroom at all.
Why do you feel uncomfortable using the men's room?
It just doesn't feel right. Like, if you went into the women's room, it would just feel like, ugh, I'm in the wrong place, you know, like I'm not supposed to be here.
Max's family successfully lobbied the school for a gender-neutral bathroom. Meanwhile, Max continues to explore the most fundamental sense of who they are.
You can't really say that, oh, I'm not a boy, I'm a girl. And if you say, I'm not a boy, I'm not a girl, so what's left? It's really hard to find what that means, but it's a journey, but it's worth it.
San Francisco State's Charlotte Tate says her research shows many people have an even harder time accepting non-binary people than they do transgender men or women, which means as this movement grows, it's going to be a journey for a lot of people. I'm John Brooks, KQED News.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.